under 3 hours of the regular show on terrestrial radio, and you wanted a little bit more, so that's why you found the Gun Talk After Show podcast, where we saved all the best things that we can't say on regular radio. Now, here's Tom, Michelle, and Jim for the Gun Talk After Show.
It's After Show time, where we talk about, well, the leftovers. Basically, you know, and we love leftovers, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Okay, got Michelle, got Jim.
We do.
Hi.
I mean, it's like, there are some dishes you actually ought to cook them, and then just put them in the refrigerator and leave them in there a day or two.
Lasagna.
Lasagna, yeah. It's a lot of soups, you know, because they just get better. So there you go. So here we are with, you know, it's the like, better leftovers.
Right?
That's us.
It's like, wait a minute. We're it's a wine, cheese, and lasagna.
Are you
lasagna.
Whining again?
Like, you pick who's who.
Don't look at me when you say lasagna.
I'm the Italian. I'll take that proudly.
There you go. Hey, let's go grab Howard. He's in Ocala, Florida. Hey, Howard.
Hello, Tom. You know, I was at a gun show last weekend with a fella from work, and we were just wandering around trying to... I was on the lookout for some 9mm specifically. I've got pretty much everything else I need. Kind of took your advice over the years and, you know, maybe didn't buy one or two boxes of ammo at a time, maybe one or two cases of ammo at a time. So,
good man.
You know, so, and I've been lucky enough to be able to share some of that with friends of mine who were just getting into guns. And
oh, good.
So, you know, I got my money's worth, let me put it that way. But I didn't overcharge them.
All right.
So I'm at the gun show last weekend, and I'm just looking around, and most of the places had 9mm for maybe about $1.20 per round.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow.
And then I found this one fella who had two boxes of 50 for $60. So that comes out to 60 cents a round.
60 cents a round. Yeah, I can do that math. Okay.
Yep. Well. Even I can do that with math, and I grew up in Georgia and went to the Georgia Public School. So,
what'd you buy?
Oh, I got a case of, Blazer 115 grain brass, you know, just to tide me over for the year for my shooting competitions and whatnot.
You're one of those guys that says, well, I think I've got 12,000 rounds. I'm not sure that's going to be enough. I'll pick up a little bit more.
Yeah, I'm actually getting low on my 9mm. I've only got around 5 right now.
Oh, okay. So, poor fella.
Yeah. I understand.
I feel shortchanged if I get under 10, to be perfectly honest.
I know there are people who are thinking, that's crazy, but no, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was actually talking yesterday with somebody. I said, you know, I did buy a good bit as I was going along, but given what's going on now, I wish I had bought 10 or 20,000 rounds of 9 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and if you do any kind of shooting or training actively,
you can go through that.
Exactly. It doesn't last long.
That's funny. Oh. We get newspaper articles around here. They raided his home and found 2 handguns and over 500 rounds of ammo.
A cache of ammunition.
Yeah, it's like an hour shooting.
That's a lazy day at the range.
I carry that in my range bag. Are you kidding me?
Exactly.
Like, that's left over in some vehicles we learned.
I was just going to say, if you just, you know, you open the doors and kick it out, that's like rattling around in the back of the truck.
Yeah.
Holy cow. Well, thanks, Howard. I appreciate the report on the gun show. It's, you know, gun shows, Michelle, are not really where you go to find the best deals on ammo these days.
I don't know. They might be the only places to be able to find ammo.
Yeah.
I mean, you might not have a choice.
Just getting it denotes the word good.
Right?
You know, I was thinking about that, and maybe not quite so much for ammo, but for guns, if people are saying, I'm having trouble finding guns, I think sometimes they need to expand their search a little bit, and not just on the internet, but don't look for just gun stores, because there are a lot of, particularly in rural areas, a lot of hardware stores and certainly a lot of pawn shops that have guns.
Mm-hmm. Well, and, you know, one of the things that we have been noticing is, of course, you know, people buy Intercommerce handguns and they have them shipped to a local FFL and they come into that FFL and do such said paperwork. Right. But we've been noticing some of the firearms that have been being transferred in are actually sitting in our showcase and for a cheaper price than they would have.
No.
Yeah. So
they bought them online and paid more than if they'd walked into your store and bought the same gun.
Yep. But plus, then there's a transfer fee for all the paperwork and handling and of the firearm and everything. Fee. So, you know, they've paid for the gun, maybe paid for the shipping. And then on top of that, pay for the transfer fee. Yeah, they could have bought it cheaper in the store. So don't discount the fact that these stores actually have the product.
That's a great point.
You know, call them, call around, see what you can find first, and then maybe do that kind of search. But don't just assume nothing's out there, because some of these things are, and they're cheaper.
And I have been kind of surprised at several places I've gone where they had more guns in stock than I expected to see. Mm-hmm. You know, not so much on ammo, but guns. There are quite a few guns available at stores, and you know what? The prices are good. I mean, they're like selling them for MSRP and sometimes even lower than that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw an advertisement the other day for Shield, and it was $5.99. I'm like, remember, like 2 years ago, they were $2.49.
Yeah, right.
$2.49 with a rebate. Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
Oh, but, and absolutely, buy the firearm. If it's something you've been wanting, buy the firearm. Be patient for the ammunition. Buy it as you find it.
And if there are extra mags available,
yes, sir.
Buy those.
And shop for some extra mags.
Shop for some, you know. And when I say extra mags, I mean, I always consider six to be the absolute bare minimum on any gun that takes detachable magazines.
So, six times 10 rounds on average. Just doing all the math.
Now you're going to feed them, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah, I still like the idea of preloaded mags.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy mags that are already loaded, and then you can just send them back in, and they fill them up and send them back to you.
I like that.
That's what happens with mine at home sometimes.
Oh, jeez.
It hurts my finger.
Oh, you poor baby.
See, I'm the one.
Must be an Ohio thing. Speaking of Ohio, Tom, we have Kurt in Lebanon.
Oh, we do have Kurt in Lebanon.
I do.
Hey, Kurt, what's cooking?
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind, sir?
Okay, so I've bought two of your other GT guns, and I'm thinking about the third one that you should have coming out, maybe in the 27th anniversary?
Yeah.
Who knows? I mean, we were going to do one for 25, then we were thinking about doing one for 26. It's like we got a line crossed through it. So if we ever get to where we can get some guns again, we'll do one.
Well, so let's assume it's the 27th, and it'll be the third gun, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Aha.
So.
Oh, I see where you're... Michelle, you just be quiet.
I love this man. I didn't even pay him.
You set him up for this, didn't you?
No, I did.
I thought of this on my own.
Okay, for those who don't know why we're losing our minds over here. So the third gun in the series in the 27th year of Gun Talk would be a...
327. Bam!
Thank you. Bam, she says.
Now finish it up. Thanks for calling, Uncle Kurt.
Oh, gosh.
So, all right, Kurt, as long as you've gone this far, so what are we going to get?
Well, I was thinking about the Henry rifle.
Mm-hmm.
If you could talk them into a gated load on the side, that would be great.
Get one of those semi-automatic levers.
Yeah, there you go, yeah. Yes, you can have a loading gate and so get loaded as we're going along.
I like that.
That'd be nice.
Belt-fed lever.
Actually, you know, the 327 in a lever action is pretty nice.
Yes,
you have one.
Yes, mine is.
Yours is, and Michelle has one, and I don't have one.
See?
Well, you should make one, Tom.
There we go. Yes, keep hammering at home, Kurt.
Uncle Kurt.
Oh, yeah, sorry, Uncle Kurt.
You people, I swear.
You can have GT on the side and everything.
He's got a point. And you like levers, Tom.
You know, I'm trying to find a reason to not like this. I'm not finding it yet.
Well, it's not a revolver. You got a lever action revolver. There you go.
Ooh, you could do a match set.
That's what I was thinking, a pair.
You just want to get the Alexander Hamilton pair. And,
yeah, well, that's, you know.
Cerakote those.
Michelle was going to Cerakote them and go out and shoot them.
Yeah. Sure would. Not.
Oh, gee.
I know. It's like, oh, my God. Somebody tackle her.
Can
oh,
these
my
be
God.
Modified?
Wall hangers? We don't need no stinking wall hangers.
She was trying to figure out if she could put night sights on them.
Red dot.
Not night-sighted flintlock pistol.
Put a red dot. Drill a red dot.
A red dot.
I like this. And a
laser. Course,
and a light underneath. Yeah. We're just duct taping on. It's okay, because there's no Picatinny. Well, we could actually kind of just grind a Picatinny rail into it.
Sure.
I see no problem with this.
Nah. Well,
and
two,
if you mess up, there's another one.
Right. Well, you got two.
You got one to practice on.
Well, I thought that's why you buy the sling. It's the second one hanging from you.
So, you know, it's like, okay, you know, we are going to come and take all your guns now, right? I'm sorry. This is heresy.
We just red flagged you.
Oh, great.
That's right. Oh, gosh.
Oh, my.
Oh, so 327. How long have you been working on this, Kurt?
I've tried to call in like three weeks in a row now.
If you knew somebody who was answering the phone over here,
yeah,
you know.
Too bad I didn't answer earlier.
If you had told her what you wanted to talk about, she'd have let you in.
But no.
Timing. Timing is everything.
That is.
That's right. Well, I realized I had to call early to get in the after show.
Correct.
So now I know. So here's what's going to happen, Kurt. Every week you're going to get a call and say, are you ready to go back on?
You ready? How about now?
It's going to be Kurt and Michelle over there.
It's been 2 weeks. We need to remind them.
I probably end up installing a dedicated line right to Kurt's house.
Right, yes.
Hotline.
I got his number now.
If each gun, we can supply two rounds of ammo.
Yeah. Oh, right.
There's that.
And one of them's the test round.
You know, I mean, it's been like impossible to find 38 357 ammo.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Sir.
I mean, they're going to find nine, but I don't know if they're just not even loading.
40, I haven't had much luck with 40 either. I haven't.
Oh, I know where you can get some 40.
You got some 40 in stock?
Yeah.
Right, I know the rest of the two, you just finish up the show and I'll just hit.
Can you put Kurt back on?
Yeah.
We need to talk to him some more about this design.
Okay, so if we go lever action, do we want maybe a single action revolver? With our lever action.
A set.
There's been some single actions out there. I've heard. I mean.
Rumor has it. That would be nice.
You know, I know the people who could put that thing together.
Huh. Weird.
So would people. Okay. Here's a question. Serious question. Would people want to buy a set? Or would that eliminate a lot of people who would say, I don't want to buy two guns?
Well, I don't know. Because
it's not like you're making 5,000 pairs either.
Right.
No.
But typically the single action has been limited edition, and a lot of them have been exclusives for different companies. So it would open the door, possibly.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I would want mine for free.
Right. Or at least named after the Michelle Cleland. Tom somebody or other, 27th anniversary.
Tom someone.
There you go.
There's not enough room on the barrel.
We'll call it the MC-27. There you go.
Right.
Okay.
Old what's-his-face.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. How quickly they forget.
No. Yeah, oh, that'd be cool.
Good idea, Kurt. Thanks, man.
Good idea. Okay. All right.
It's one in the vault.
You know, now you got to come up with something for the 28th. So there you go. Boy.
A 328.
Yeah, just get a file and
that?
Just get a round file, you're good.
Then when we get to 30, that opens up lots of options.
Mm-hmm.
Those are, but something.
There's options.
We can, you know, as we say, we can drink about that.
Yeah, I just hope we're all around for the 5.7 you issue. 30 years down the road.
The guy had the 4.55 Webley, but he said actually he needed to cast his bullets as 4.54. Michelle, explain what we're talking about. You may have a barrel that's a 4.55, but you don't necessarily want 4.55 diameter bullets, right? When you're casting.
Correct.
Why?
I don't know.
Because they don't work as well.
Because all the cool kids.
Because each barrel is actually may or may not actually be 4.55. It may be 4.54. And, you know, if you do different ones, you find out which one shoots the best, and you go, and it may be, like, really significant that one is more accurate than the other.
It's just because the consistency of lands and grooves aren't always...
Aren't always consistent?
It's like, you know, depending on which way they rifle them and how they did it, and maybe their, you know, whatever rifling system they used, it wasn't actually really 4.55. It was a 1/10th of an inch off, and that makes a difference.
But if you go too small, it's going to be wobbling, and the rifling's not going to do anything anyway, right?
Yeah, and it makes a funny sound as it goes rattling down the barrel.
It's not a lot of accuracy comes off of that. Yeah. But it also depends on the use of the firearm, too. Sometimes people don't realize that. Like, sometimes you come across some of these different firearms or muzzle loaders, perhaps, and right. You actually probably should take it to a gunsmith and have it measured out so you know exactly right. What to shoot in it.
Yep. Yep, exactly right.
And, of course, with muzzle loaders, you can change it a little bit by changing your round bolt and patch size, make up the mm-hmm. difference in your thousandths.
Your thousandths?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break. I want to talk about 30-06s that don't drop. They're immune to gravity.
Kimber doesn't do status quo. Their Rapide Black Ice 1911 is the latest proof. Its looks alone have made it one of the hottest handguns on the market. Here's what else it brings to the table. A DLC-coated barrel, slide lightning cuts, two-tone silver and gray Kim Pro 2 finish, black G10 grips, high-vis day-night sights. It's absolutely loaded. Get the rest of the story about the Rapide Black Ice at KimberAmerica.com.
Visit Brownells.com for the best parts, tools, and accessories to get your build on. Building an AR? Brownells has the best uppers, lowers, barrels, handguards, and parts. What about a custom pistol build? Brownells has both 80% and complete handgun frames, slides, and barrels to make your handgun what you want. Brownells also has articles and videos to help you build and customize your firearms. Go to Brownells.com and start your gun build today.
All right, back with you. We had an interesting call from a gentleman who had a 30-06. He's using 175 grain bullets. It was one of those that I'm trying to be careful. You don't want to just say no, that's not what's going on. But in this case, no, that's not what's going on. Shooting, was it 180 grain bullets.
180 grain bullet at 600 yards.
That's right. I was confusing the guy with the 7 mag. That's right. Because he had a guy with 7 mag shooting 175 grain bullets. Yep. Then we had a 30-06, 180 grain bullet.
180, so, 600 yards.
Yeah, 600 yards, 30-06, 180 grain bullet. Sighted in at 100 yards. So it's, and then he's holding on the back line of an elk to hit it at 600 yards. So that's about a, call it, just say it's 18-inch drop from the back line to the center of an elk. I think that's probably fair. If you go check out pretty much any ballistic tables, charts, computer programs, anything else, I really think you're going to find that it's about 8 feet. I'm just going to wag it, but that's a wag. I think it's about 8 feet of drop. So the question becomes, then why does he think it's working that way?
Budweiser?
Could be, but I think it's more of a case of a lot of people will shoot out at 250 yards and think it's 600 yards.
Ah.
I mean, a lot. Because if you haven't shot much at long range, and if you haven't really used a laser rangefinder, he said his buddy had a laser rangefinder and said it was about 600. Well, nobody with a laser rangefinder, Michelle, ever said about.
Correct.
Right?
Right.
Because, mm-hmm. I mean, it's going to say 572. So mm-hmm. you're not going to say it's about 600 yards. You're going to know exactly what it is to the yard. My guess is that it was probably 250 yards, which would probably coincide about right for the drop on that. I'm just, and this is just me without looking it up at all, just from memory and, you know, who knows, making this stuff up. I don't know, but I'm guessing that's about right.
So you don't think it's like the guy that caught the 8-foot sturgeon in Detroit River this week?
Did he?
Yeah. They got pictures and they released it, but they took pictures of it before they did.
That's
eight,
cool.
Over 8 foot.
Aren't they? They're protected. So, I think you have to release them.
Yeah, they said it's 120 years old.
Did you start doing the whole Weird Al Yankovic like a sturgeon song?
I forgot about that.
You forgot about that,
yeah,
didn't you?
Did.
Yeah. There you go.
I'm just thinking, you know, next year that story will be, we caught this 11-foot sturgeon.
Oh, yeah.
121 years old.
Sturgeon are huge. And, you know, you get caviar out of sturgeon.
No?
Yes.
Really?
Oh, yes. Absolutely. That's where we get caviar from.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The things I learn on Gun Talk.
I know. We are the greatest source of useless information.
Mm-hmm. Sad thing is, I'll remember that and use it 2 years from now at a card game or something. So, you guys, is that sturgeon caviar or
what? Yeah, beluga.
Because that would be illegal.
No. Yeah.
No. No. It's not, just, why you've got
Cuban
it
cigars.
You're not going to kill it. You just, while it's there, you just squeeze it and get the eggs out and then let it go. I don't know. Right. I have no idea how you get eggs out of a sturgeon.
They did say they were female. It was a female. They did say that in the report. This guy's laying down on the boat, and the sturgeon's next to him. And
really?
It's longer than he is.
It's cool as hell.
Oh, yeah. They're huge. They are prehistoric and all that, and they're kind of cool. They catch them in the Salmon River and Snake River in Idaho.
Okay.
So it's kind of fun.
There's sturgeon in the Salmon River?
Salmon in the sturgeon river. So there you go. But are there snakes in the Snake River?
Who?
That's the question.
Probably. I'm not going.
No, you don't know likey snakes?
No.
Would you shoot a snake?
I don't know good snakes from bad snakes, so therefore they're all bad, and
well,
I stay away.
A good snake is a dead snake?
That's what some people say.
And I understand. Look, they are good snakes. I mean, king snakes, I get it, you know, all of that.
And I know they need them.
Once I have identified them, I can kind of leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What about, like, used car salesmen and lawyers?
Not a different kind of snake.
Okay.
Yeah, a different deal. So, I don't know. I have shot snakes, and I am a big proponent for snake loads in your pistol.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in snake country, because, you know, I mean, if you got a rattlesnake starts buzzing right next to you, it's, you know, if you can. For one thing, if I'm out where there are people walking around, I don't want a rattlesnake where people can be walking around.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, but they do good. I get it. I understand. And, you know, they're not being mean or anything, and they're just being who they are.
Yeah, it's like you're still hunting them, right.
They'll still bite you. Mm-hmm. Did I tell you about the one that was in the middle of the trail? Walking down the trail? Yeah.
I mean, tell the story again, Tom.
Yeah. Anyways, you know, I was kind of tossing rocks at it, just trying to get it to move out of the way, right? I didn't want to shoot it. And I'm tossing rocks at it, and it is striking at the rocks in the air. This was an ill-tempered snake.
Mm.
So he ended up not living.
You could have gone the other way.
Nope. Cliff on one side and a big wall on the other side and a little narrow canyon trail. Trail's about 12 inches across, and it's a 400-foot drop-off on one side and his wall on the other side. And it was me and the snake, and he declared that to be his trail, and turned out he was mistaken about that.
Yeah. 2 weeks later, you had a set of boots. All worked out fine.
They would have to be itty-bitty boots. It wasn't an alligator. Jeez.
Need to go find another one. Looks just like it for the other set.
Right.
This pattern's different.
That's right. Well, Ron's a right-handed pattern. Ron, what's the left? There you go. Oh, my goodness. So, I mentioned that when we were in Florida, we were shooting STI pistols.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, are those nice. They're really dolled up 1911s. Double stack.
Oh.
STI, I don't know if they were they may not have been the first, but Pure Ordnance had double stack 1911s, too.
Yep.
Nines, though?
These were nines. Oh. They do have double stack 45s, but these were double stack nines. Oh. So, I mean, you're talking about, what it was, 16 or 18 rounds?
Yeah, that kind of shoots your whole polymer policy to hell, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I'm looking at that and going, huh.
I love 1911s, but they don't hold enough. Well, now they
do. Well, maybe they do. And Bill Wilson has one that he's done. He's created. It's a smaller, almost like a commander size 1911 double stack. It's particularly for a concealed carry. I'm looking at that going, you like that? You know, my problem is I like all of them.
Yeah.
There aren't many of them that I really don't like. Well, you know, occasionally you'll find one and go, yeah, it's okay. But among the good guns, you go, yeah, I could carry that. Or I could carry that.
Right.
That'd be fine.
But the design, I mean, just don't get
it. It's not going to last. 1911s? Nah, it'll never catch on.
Well, it's got that little silly thing on the side you have to flip up and down.
I don't know. It's like,
yeah, what's that about? Although, I've been hearing reports of people in classes having trouble getting the grip safety depressed on some of the pistols.
Hmm.
Don't know if it's a bad grip, small hands, or what, but you know, you got 1911s have a grip safety. Mm-hmm. The Shield EZ has a grip safety. Some of the XDs.
But didn't somebody make 1911 without the grip safety? I thought
not
somebody
sure.
made one a few
a lot
years
of people back. A lot of people will pin them and basically just deactivate it.
Right. Electrical tape.
A lot of people have used electrical tape.
I bet.
Lot of people have.
I bet.
It's more comfortable than zip ties. But yeah, a lot of people have done that.
Sure.
It's just like, okay, I don't want to take a chance that I don't get a good grip on it. Because if you don't depress the grip safety, you can't make it go off.
She knows it goes a bang.
She knows it goes a bang. That's that. So there it is. I don't know. But I was looking at those double stack 1911s and thinking, Commander says, oh, here's one for you. I don't know why I hadn't heard of this. Don't know why I didn't know about it, didn't think about it. It's one of those, I feel like I'm way, way, way behind the curve. But my buddy Keith, who were over there shooting with him, he's a real fan of the P365, as I am.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but what he has done is taken the slide off his P365, put it on, swapped it out and put it on his 365 XL. Slide just goes right on there.
It's kind of backwards from what you think, right?
But what he's done is he's gone with a shorter barrel, shorter slide, and a longer grip for more ammo.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So now he's got 15, I think it's 15 plus one, and a pretty concealable small pistol with a little bit shorter barrel. And it, honestly, it's like, who cares? It's, what, half inch, something, three quarters of an inch difference. Right. So it's not going to make any difference in your accuracy.
Hmm.
But I was just thinking, I never had thought about the fact that you could swap those slides out.
Yeah, because I remember early on asking if they had an upgrade for my 365 to an XL. Couldn't do that, but you can go the other way.
Now, you know, they do have the higher cap magazine.
I was just going to say, they have the mag, though. They have this, the 15-round mag.
They got a 15-round mag, exactly.
What's that, 12?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're looking at one right now. We're examining
10,
it.
What, 10, 12, and 15?
Yeah, there's 10, 12, and now they have 15. The 15 is, I mean, it's got a pretty good extension on it.
Yeah.
It basically makes it feel like an XL.
Now, I've had the circumstance of some of those extensions pinching my fingers when I shoot them because my hand size isn't in correlation
I'm
looking at a big old blood blister on my ring finger on my right hand from exactly that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly that thing.
Yep.
Smacked it in there and went, that is going to make a horrible blood blister.
Yeah.
That hurts like the dickens.
And as I've shot, pinches my finger.
I'm waiting for that 365 100DM.
Yeah.
You heard that?
No.
Yeah, it's 100 round
drum mag.
Yeah.
Stop. Gosh, how
so
heavy
your magazine's,
that is.
You know, like four times bigger than your pistol.
Right. So the holsters are hard to find.
Very
I haven't had much luck.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm thinking shoulder holsters.
Am I
all
printing?
The way on this.
Not from this county.
Yeah. He had shoulder holsters, but he always walked around like his arms were up, like he's been held up. Or a chicken flapping his arms.
Were you the one that told me that joke about going to dinner and asking the server? Well, how do you prepare the chicken?
Yeah.
And we just tell them straight out they're going to die. I've been using that all week. I just couldn't remember if I got it from you or not, Tom.
That was me. Yeah. Just ask the waitress, how do you prepare your chicken? Oh, we just tell them in the front end they're going to die.
Yeah,
they're
going to die.
Gosh.
I know. It's terrible.
you dads.
Yeah, dad joke. But, you know, hey, you hang around with dad, so you know.
Yes.
You do. So there's that.
Michelle had an interesting quandary.
No, I didn't.
Okay, so Michelle did not have an interesting about patriotism and loyalism, et cetera.
Yeah.
Share that with us, won't you?
Well, I just said, you know, and I guess it brought forth the thought because of Alexander Hamilton's firearms or flintlocks, not actually firearms, being up for auction of how can a Revolutionary War person be in the role that they are and have a play come out, obviously, years later. And it doesn't seem that any of the cast members of the play are patriots.
More than that,
they don't
revere him
right
at all. It's just a play. It's just a musical. They got a gig.
Right. Well,
just
and wasn't it, like, I think it was like President Trump had attended the play and they booed him out or?
Yeah, no, it was Trump. It may have been Dick Cheney.
Was it?
I don't know. Well, somebody. I can't remember. Pence. May have been Pence.
It was Pence. Yes.
Yeah.
Pence.
And I think I actually came out and said, we're not going to perform the play unless you leave.
That was Pence.
I don't get it. So it's an American icon, you know, for
calling
everything
they did. Yeah, I know. It's calling attention to themselves. They're, you know.
Yeah.
If the check clears, they can be hypocrites.
I don't look to entertainers for any sort of role model or anything else, and I just assume they're going to be, they are vapid little empty vessels. So it's fine. I'm capable of ignoring that. Now, if they screw up their performance and stop their performance because of that, I'm out. I want my money back.
Yep.
It's just
that's not going to work.
I guess the history that goes along with the, I don't know. It's one of those things, right? I mean, like we find firearm errors all the time and sound effects being incorrect all the time. It's just one of those things.
Yeah.
All these actors making money
I just follow whatever Sarah McLachlan says. That's how I vote.
Oh,
and
sure.
Everything and donate. And...
Okay. Well, at least you got a role model you have to work with. It's good to have heroes.
Probably lots of pets.
There you go.
Sorry, Sarah, not.
So, I was fun just to turn around in the office and say, what's in the office today? Well, surprise, surprise, a 257 Roberts leaning against the corner over there.
Weird.
I know, strange. Range bag full of somethings.
Not ammo.
Lots of ammo. Some ammo. Yeah. A lot of holsters. We were out the range. We had Chris Serino here for 2 days doing first-person offender Thursday and Friday.
Oh,
by the way, first-person offender is available. Go look at guntalktv.com. You can find those. Great, great show. But we had, they were doing some shooting with a Colt Defender 1911, 3-inch 45, which is kind of fun. It's always fun to hang out with Chris and see what he's up to and what he's doing with his teaching.
Were you shooting elk at 600 yards with it?
Mm-hmm. Stop.
Mm-hmm. I have shot 45 1911s at 300 yards, and we had a big
You only hit at 100, though.
Well, it's like, and we were in Wyoming, and what did you hit? Wyoming.
Right.
There's a big pile of dirt out there, and I finally figured out enough elevation you could shoot, and then you could look up and watch for the big puff of, dust coming up.
Yeah, 300.
And then it's like, okay, how far do I have to aim? And then it's like, well, how many bullets could I get in the air at one time?
Oh, gosh.
So it's like, boom, 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 boom. And you watch the ball drop in.
Yeah, so 45 at 300 yards, you could shoot it, grab a sandwich, head down there, and see it hit first
hand. Sure. Get out there and move the target so it hits it.
Nice.
Nice. this is the kind of stupid stuff you do. We're out there. We were shooting prairie dogs and taking a lunch break, and I got the pistol on. That big old mound over there. I wonder. Well, you got ammo. Why are you wondering?
Let's see.
Hold over and
lay
go.
It out there. Let's see. And usually, up to a certain distance, you can just hold on and keep extending the front sight blade through the notch.
Mm-hmm.
But at a certain point, you got to start aiming at the hill or the sky or something out there.
Right.
The horizon.
Way out there. And then the dadgum cloud moves on. You got nothing to aim at now.
That's ridiculous.
So what were you aiming at, that constellation? It got late.
That's right. Yeah.
North Star.
Yeah, it's like the student pilot who calls in, he gets lost, and he's calling into ATC, and air traffic control said, well, where are you? He said, well, I'm by a big cloud. It looks like a lion. He says, well, can you be more specific? He says, well, it looks like Simba. Bad joke.
Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Mother's Day is quickly approaching.
It is. And what would be the perfect gun to get for Mother's Day? Anything you can get ammo for.
Right? Or maybe just go get ammo.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
If you had a time machine.
Well, right. Man,
Tom said he had some ammo in his range bag. I think we'd take a road trip.
Right?
13, 14 hours.
See if there's something down there we might like.
Six rounds in there anyway,
It's worth, 18-hour drive, something like that? Time?
Yeah, I would think so.
But there's all kinds of accessory items that you can gift your mom with.
Well, electronic muffs are always a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just always.
And get the good ones. Don't get the Harbor Freight $14 ones.
Oh, God, those are awful. They really are.
Magazine loaders.
Mag loaders,
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Good call.
Yep.
Bags of foam earplugs, just because they're just like stocking stuffers almost.
Yep.
But wear them one at a time. Take them out of the bag. Don't put the whole bag. It's...
Okay. Well, which reminds me, one of our favorite callers of the last year, the guy who had plugs that goes to the rock concert. You remember that?
Oh, God.
And he was like handing out these foam earplugs to all of his friends. And actually, some other people came over and wanted some, too. And then the guy came over and complained to him later. Says, man, says, your drugs are lousy.
That blotter acid tasted terrible, bro.
Oh, gosh.
I know. You're thinking, okay. Hey, I would think he made it up, but I bet he didn't.
Yeah, stupid enough, it's got to be true.
Yeah, exactly. Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So, okay, what else have I got over here? We've got 44 Special Black Hills. Oh, I got some Buffalo Boar.
Ooh.
10 milliliter.
Road trip.
Road trip.
Do you have any Glock 26 mags for my free gun?
Well, you could stick a Glock 17 mag in there.
Yes, you can. And have.
And goofy. Looks weird.
Yeah, but it works.
You can get drum magazines for those, too.
That's going to be a standing joke. Really. But they do. They do make them.
Yes, they do.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what? The perfect thing, perfect scenario for those, right? You got a Ruger PC9.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good call.
I know it. See, not just the hat rack.
Using that head for more.
I'm still confused. How are you going to use a PC9 on your Glock 26?
No, you have the magazine.
Oh.
You know, you have those drum magazines for the Glocks.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
There's an adapter involved, though, isn't there?
Yeah. But it comes with it.
Yeah.
So you can use either mag.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are nice pistol or rifles, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
This adapter won't fit my PC9 mag.
Right.
You're not supposed to use it, sir. Just for the Glock mag.
Cringe. Yeah. So, okay. Let's see. What else is going on, guys?
Ranges are starting to open. There's some registration of some matches that are happening.
Oh, we're getting out of COVID.
Yeah. Hopefully. Hopefully it sticks, that it stays open. Who knows? Time will tell.
Yep.
But they at least opened them up a little bit.
Good.
Whether or not it's going to be limited amount of people, I assume there's going to be some kind of actions they have to follow that have been handed down by the governors or
the targets have to be 6 feet apart.
Right. You know, people every 3 target postings. I don't know.
You know, and for those, just a reminder, you cannot get it from surface contact. So don't fret yourself about that.
Right.
Or if you get the vaccine, and people, I'm not taking the vaccine. Really? Okay. I mean, do what you want to do.
Right. But everybody has choices.
It significantly decreases your chances of getting it. And if you do get it, it significantly decreases the chances of you going to the hospital with it. So to me, that's enough. So I did. So there you go.
There you go.
Okay.
So that 15-day curve is now approaching year 2 now?
15 months we're into it now? Yeah.
That was a typo. It was a CDC typo. They meant 15 months.
There it is.
Okay.
People are starting to get out to the range, though, like here at the store and stuff. People are getting back to some shooting.
Good.
You know, they want some normalcy in their life. So.
Or even normalcy.
I like normalcy.
Normalcy.
Because, you know, we have extra syllables. We can use them.
That's right.
Not afraid.
I bought them.
Do not fear the extra syllables.
Correct.
Okay?
But, so, you know, there's that going on. I mean, ammunition is still a problem, but it's out there. Be patient.
It is out there. It's just,
shop in advance.
Expensive. Hey, look, it's just expensive.
Right.
So
I buy a lot.
So is everything.
Yeah. Well, you know what?
What am I?
Buy lumber right now, and then I'm shopping for an enclosed cargo trailer. One guy says, yeah, we're 27 weeks out. The other one says, well, we're 13 to 18 weeks out.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I'm talking to a lady at the place. She's shopping, too. She says, we can't find a refrigerator. Dishwashers, refrigerators, mm-hmm. washing machines, short supply.
Yep.
Well, you know,
crazy.
We're in the big car industry area.
Right.
And they're having a problem, of course, getting the chips for the current vehicles.
About that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So they are having to go out to the lots, steal parts to be able to get the cars off the line into the lot. Yes.
And to run to move it, and then they're moving the chip back to the next one?
Yep. And some of these, like, I guess it was Ford, I think they said, was shutting down 50% because they can't obtain what they need to make the new gun.
So I'm thinking we go into business renting chips.
Lay's Rippled Original?
So the question is, barbecue or plain?
Right.
I'll go with Eric Estrada for 10.
Mr. Chips?
Not those chips.
But yes. I mean, it's a problem. It's affecting everything. The industry everywhere is being affected. I mean, not just firearms.
And people are buying stuff like crazy.
Yep.
and prices are up, so...
And they're going to get higher.
Why do we need to stimulate this economy? That I don't understand.
And a forthcoming gas shortage. Looking forward to that.
Above my pay grade for this thing.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
Okay. So there you have it.
So there you have it. Keep your breath. If you aren't reloading, there's somebody out there who is, and you can sell brass to people. They will buy it.
I'm going to wear a Range t-shirt that says, get off my brass.
You would, too.
Yes, I would.
Yes, you would.
Absolutely.
So, Michelle, have you ever, like, set out a tarp or anything to catch brass when you're shooting?
Well, yes. I mean, not necessarily a tarp, but, I mean, when we're out there shooting, I've worn the little brass rat t-shirt plenty of times and chasing down your brass. But, you know, hopefully your shooting mat catches a lot of that.
Yep.
But no, you were definitely out there. And I tell you, it's a fight sometimes to get back all of your brass before somebody else picks it up.
Isn't it, though?
Prove it's yours. So
that's why before you shoot it, you like, you know, brush the bottom of them, the head stamp, basically, with like, you know, paint or something so you can identify your brass.
Ah.
Pink nail polish.
Let's spot a brass magnet. Works great.
Did you guys see the video of the, I think it was Chili? When the thugs tried to rob this guy who was pumping gas, and he turns, cool video, surveillance video. They roll up in a van, and these guys all roll out with guns, and he's got the gas nozzle. He just turns and hoses them down with gasoline.
Oh.
Oh, yes. So, and I was looking at it and thinking, you know, but what it showed me was this guy didn't hesitate. And he was willing.
He what-ifed it.
Mm-hmm. And you know, the whole deal is you got to be willing and have made up your mind ahead of time, something like that.
Yeah.
But yeah. If you just look for the video of, guys that try to rob a guy pumping gas, he hoses them down. It's pretty good.
Yeah, because you don't want any muzzle flash then, for sure.
Ooh, yeah, just light one off there, why don't you, buddy? We're all going up together.
Heated exchange.
Oh, no, you didn't do that. She went there.
Okay, I'm done with you.
Okay. It worked.
One of you guys has a lot of gas right now.
Oh, Blazing Saddles.
Meanwhile, Shell now has Kurt on speed dial.
All right.
That's right.
Yes.
Yep. Cousin Kurt.
Oh, no, I never hung up on him. We still got him on hold here. Hang on.
I'm bringing him back up here.
We want to do that to family.
Three, two, seven. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that was smart thinking.
You saw that coming, too.
Yeah, some people.
Yeah, that's what I say.
She had the advantage
people.
Of screening the call, though. Don't let her kid you.
That's true. She talked to him ahead of time. Oh, sweet. You were cheating. Jeez.
We'll remember that come Mother's Day.
No, we won't remember anything. That's a week away.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, so there you go. All right, so everybody get your mother something.
Yep.
Yes.
Get ready. Make plans. Oh, and if you're going to take them out to lunch or dinner, make your reservations early.
Yes, you should.
Last day, you need to get nothing.
Yep.
You're going to get Chick-fil-A if you're lucky. Oh, no, they're not even open on Sunday.
They're not.
So, there you go.
All right. Be careful.
All right.
Be safe, buddy.
Take care, guys.
Yep.
We'll do it next week. See you.
Bye.
Well, that wraps up another Gun Talk After Show. But if you want even more gun-related stuff, don't forget to check out Gundealio. It's the app for Apple and Android phones that connects you to all the Gun Talk shows, plus even more. And we'll catch you next time for the Gun Talk After Show.